105 Drive with Julian Clover.
The third stage of the world's leading cycle race will come through Cambridge on Monday the 7th of July next year, travelling past St John's, Trinity and King's Colleges and cycling along King's Parade and Trumpington Street before leaving the city via Trumpington Road. In a moment, we'll hear from some of those gathered at the Cambridge launch outside King's College this lunchtime. But first, 2013 Tour de France champion Chris Froome told us the prospects for next year's race.
It's going to be tough, like any Tour de France. But it's with five hilltop finishes that makes it, in my eyes, harder than last year's Tour de France. Cobblestones, which we haven't seen before, or I haven't seen before in a Tour de France. That's something we're going to have to prepare for specifically, and I think look at very carefully at how we minimise the risks on the cobble day. And then ending off with a 50-plus individual time trial before going to Paris. So that's, in my opinion, making it a very well-rounded, balanced route. And whoever wins next year's Tour is going to have to be able to do a bit of everything.
You mentioned that the mountain stages, the mountaintop finishes, are going to be really hard. But that's really what you want, isn't it? Because you're the person who can perform on them. How concerned are you about the cobbles?
I am looking forward to the mountain days. Mountain days and time trials, I think, would be my strength. But the cobblestones, the way I see it, is there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to stay with all the other GC contenders on the cobbles. But I wouldn't expect myself to be able to follow the likes of Fabian Cancellara and Tom Boonen on the cobbles. They're specialist riders in that respect, and I think for the lighter guys it might be a bit more of an issue.
I've heard you mention that the cobbles makes it an unfair race because it's not necessarily the best rider that wins because of the risk of crashes. Do you still believe that?
I wouldn't say it's an unfair race. I think we all have to do the same thing, so it's 100% fair. I think it would just be unfortunate if someone were to lose the Tour de France due to a mechanical problem opposed to his ability.
Bradley Wiggins hasn't turned up today, which maybe indicates that Bradley won't be taking part in the Tour this year. How do you feel about that? And are you happy with this route, doing it alone?
I certainly wouldn't be doing the Tour alone, that's for sure. But, Bradley didn't come today, but I think at the end of the day, the team's always going to select the nine strongest guys to go to the Tour with the best chance of winning it possible. And if Bradley's in that nine or not, we would be obviously part of the performance team to decide. But I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be there.
Chris Froome speaking to our reporter in Paris. And earlier today, I spoke to Noel Kavanagh. He's the cycling champion from Cambridgeshire County Council.
Noel, I guess this is very important for Cambridge, having the Tour de France pass through the city.
Oh, yeah. It's a significant moment in the history of Cambridge. I think, it's going to be a historical moment. Who would have thought the Tour de France, the biggest sporting event in the world, would actually be having a stage beginning, stage three, on the 7th of July 2014. Yeah, a great moment, and it will be remembered. There'll be thousands of people turning up, not just from within Cambridge and Cambridgeshire, but from, I should imagine, from around the world.
Yeah. And of course, the eyes of the world will be on the UK, because cycling not just popular in France, very popular in Belgium, in Italy, and so many other places as well.
Oh, yeah. The Tour de France is watched globally. As you know, in America, it's now a huge sporting activity. Asia now has taken up cycling. There are tours of many countries across the world. The Tour of China has just actually finished. And what's marvellous is that Cambridge is going to be right at the centre of professional cycle racing.
The problem is, though, it's not going to be very challenging, is it? We don't seem to have too many hills around the city.
Well, it's just going to start in the city, and it's technically called the Depart. So the cyclists will be rolling out as a large group, as the peloton, around the city streets. And it'll be a great opportunity for the world to see Cambridge, because if you've seen the Tour de France before, you have the filming at ground level, but also you have the helicopter shots. So Cambridge City itself and the Cambridge countryside is going to look magnificent.
What's the route that they're going to take once they set off in the city?
Well, once they leave the city, they're going to head south and go down, I believe, through Hixton and then into Essex. And in Tour de France terms, yes, it is very flat, and I imagine it'll be a mass bunch sprint finish on the Mall in London. And yes, it is very easy compared to the Pyrenees and the Alps, which the riders will have to face later on in the tour. It is going to be a fast, flat stage.
Now, you're the Cambridgeshire cycling champion, I believe. How much cycling do you actually get to do yourself?
Well, I'm, I suppose, a hardcore cyclist. I actually use my bike around the city all the time for transport. But for leisure, I go out doing long-distance rides, sportives, you know, raising money for charity. And 2 years ago, I crossed the Pyrenees in an event called the Raid Pyrenean, where you have to go from the Atlantic to the Mediterranean. I did that in just less than 100 hours. I also have been to the Alps a few times. I also do a little bit of touring. So for someone of my mature years, it keeps me fit. And it's good to see so many people of my age, both male and female, taking up cycling as a serious hobby.
That's Cambridgeshire cycling champion Noel Kavanagh. And here's Georgia and Matthew from the Parkside Federation Academies.
I'm Georgia.
I'm Matthew.
OK, so Matthew, how much cycling do you do, both in school and out of school?
In school I don't do that much because it's not taught, but out of school I enjoy cycling and I do it quite often. So, yeah, I really enjoy it.
And you, Georgia?
Well, I cycle to most places and I really enjoy it. And also I do it for leisure, like going on cycle rides. It's really fun.
And what does kind of the Tour de France coming to Cambridge mean to you?
Well, I think it's going to be a really exciting opportunity to watch it. It'd be a great thing to say that you did, oh, I watched the Tour de France when it came to Cambridge. Say that to your kids when you're older.
And do you follow the Tour de France when it's on television in previous years or other cycling races?
Yeah, all the time. I watch the Vuelta a España and the Tour de France like every stage. It's really exciting and I love watching it.
What's the excitement about it for you?
Oh, it's just like rooting for like a team or a rider, and it's just amazing when they win or like get a jersey or something. It's really exciting.
Georgia and Matthew from Parkside gathered outside of King's College this afternoon.